Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 82 this morning, and it's a psalm that so many of us remember. It's the scripture that says, "You are all God's sons of the Most High God," and that we love. And then the part we don't like is, "Nevertheless, you shall die like mere men and fall like princes." So, and off this week, having gone through this, I'm sure we've all got a better understanding, so that we don't die like mere men and fall, but would we understand that God is a God that would point out the problem straight away, and then also give the solution. And that's what we're getting this week in the psalm. It's a beautiful psalm, bringing us back to the reality of the goodness of God, and to walk conscious of Him, and bring Him into our day, and then judge accordingly, and do what He wants us to do, as He leads us, as He works in us to will and to do. And we can see it clearly here in verse 5 this morning.
They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
And there's it, everything with no understanding and not knowing God. This is eternal life, that we know the Father and we know the Son, and so we know it's coming out of darkness into the kingdom, recognizing Jesus, recognizing the Father, and recognizing God's made a way through Jesus, and the necessity of the Holy Spirit. So it's in the Father, with the Son, in the leadings of the Holy Spirit. That's what life is all about. And then being conscious of Him, bring Him into everything, and then we won't be judging posh, according to the world, favoring those and that look good and sound good. And but we, just like Jesus didn't judge according to what he saw or felt. He judged according to what he was told, what was being revealed to him, what his Father was saying. And that's what it's all about, guys. It's a relationship, and then having the understanding that God makes a way in any and every situation, just like he did with the taking the Jews out of Israel. He made a way, but many of them didn't know him and weren't conscious of him, and walking attentively according to what he wanted for their lives, not what they wanted, but knowing that what he wanted was the very best for them. And and then this last part of the scripture this morning. So they walked about in darkness because they had no knowledge or understanding, and weren't staying close to their God. And all the foundations of the earth are shaken. All the beauty that God has given to us, and all the beauty that has come to man in technology, in hospitals, in police, in government, in where else? Hospitals. Did I say hospitals? All this was originally made by God. God raised up godly people to see the need of these things and how important government was. Government's the most important, because that's what Abraham was. Who took the Israelites out? Joshua, sorry. Ach, no, not Joshua, man.
Moses.
Moses. One of the first things that God got him to do when he was discipling this whole nation as an example for us was to get godly leaders. So when you put ungodly people in there and think you're going to be ruling and doing things for the benefit of God and for the benefit of mankind, you're deceived. Because they caught up with the devil. Now they're just going to be more caught up with the devil, want more, and just like what we're having now in the world. And so these areas that God had built up, the schools, the hospitals, the government, has all been perverted because people haven't seen the need to hear from God and vote accordingly and do accordingly and bring him into everything. So this is what we are seeing. But also I want we must see this morning as well. You know, we can so have this attitude. We are in the kingdom and there's a lot of things written for the end days and it's all bad things. So it must just happen. Oh, just sit back and just let it happen. No, we are the lights in the world. We are the rightful kings and queens, princes of the Most High God. So it says in Psalm 32, that together with the Lord, ruling with the Lord, we are the ones to bring in the kingdom. So we don't sit back in the midst of all this. We are it says this honor has all the saints to execute the written judgment. And the written judgment that we execute is what God works in us. He writes his laws on our hearts and on our minds. And so we need to stand for the kingdom. And just as we've gone through this week and that, we need to give justice and we need to speak up for when there's injustice and speak up for the weak and be like Jesus would be, because we are truly like Jesus is. As my Father has sent me, so I send you. Amen. So we've got the same calling, and then the kingdom is coming and the kingdom is growing. John said, nearly 2,000 years ago in 1 John, he says, the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. So this end of this age is this darkness that is now so roaring and so bold and arrogant on the news, from the politicians in the situations in life. That's going to pass away. And the kingdom of God is here, and the kingdom of God is taking over. And so we need to make sure we're on the right side. We in Christ. We conscious of him. So wonderful talking to Jeff the other night. Jeff has seen the benefit of bringing God into your work and into your everyday life, whether you're washing dishes, sweeping the floor, or working with expensive equipment. When you put him outside of the picture, it's not good. You've got to have him in at all times. He's a God that knows everything, a God that is everywhere. And so walking conscious of him it's got so many benefits. He knows the best. There's nothing that he doesn't know. And so this is just such a wake-up call so that we can be the sons of the Most High God and be relevant in these times. Lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows in a weary land. Amen.
I mean.